Happy Labor Day, guys.
Greg, what do you think your team's frame of mind is right now with the games that are about to count, coming off a disappointing preseason? What's the frame of mind in your room?
They're very, very excited. They're ready to go. We have work to do this week to get prepared for the Jets. Everybody's very upbeat.
Greg, do you have an idea if Carl Nix is going to be able to play this week? Or
too early to tell. Well, you know, we have guys on our roster at the offensive line. We'll just choose one of them. You know, they all can play guard. So one of them will end up being the starting guard if Carl can't play.
Is moving Ted Larson to center and Jeremy to left guard still an option, or are you pretty much eliminating that?
Well, it's always an option because we've done it. But, I wouldn't say that is the way we're going to go, or it's not the way we're going to go. Right now, we just have to get the best five on the field. So we'll evaluate that when we know definitively about Carl.
What's your feelings about the Jets' personnel, Greg, at this point?
I'll probably get into them more Wednesday. Right now, we're getting our own house in order personnel-wise, getting everybody situated. We're looking at the Jets, and we're doing some Jet work. And we're also doing bucks on bucks. So to get into their personnel in depth right now, I'll probably save that. But certainly I'm aware of who they have. And they have some things, too, injury-wise, that they're some if guys. So we'll wait and see how that develops. And by Wednesday, when the injury reports come out and that, we'll get moving.
Tell us about your waiver claims. You have a defensive tackle and wide receiver. Those two areas you felt you needed. Found better players, obviously, but just wanted to improve some depth there. What about these two guys?
Well, there's always, there's so many different reasons that you make a move personnel-wise. Some of them are like you mentioned. Others are, long-term think. There's a lot of different reasons. Some you just want to take a look. I can't go into the specifics each time we make a personnel move, but what I will say is when we do these moves, we consult, Mark and I consult the staff and everything. And then we just make a decision on what's best, what gives us the best chance to win. And some of that is to win this Sunday, and some of it is to win programmatically down the road. And, what I will say about the roster is right now it's a fluid situation. Especially this first week, there's always maneuvering you have to do, to be within the rules and to make sure. So there's still some stuff that has to happen. But then really throughout the season, I'm a big believer, and so is Mark, in you're always looking to any chance you can make your roster incrementally better. It has to be significant because there's the cost of change. But if you can make an incrementally significant improvement in your roster, you need to do that, whether it's player 53 or it's player one. So that's kind of our philosophy.
Greg, it's been a while since we've seen Doug Martin. Can you talk about his health and what kind of year you expect out of this guy?
Completely healthy, and we have big expectations for Doug, as he does for himself. So can't wait to get him fired up and get him going up in New York.
It took him a while to feel his way, maybe 3-4 weeks last year. Should he start quicker this year, do you think?
That's the plan. Yeah, we need him to start quickly. Yeah. I think after going through the experience that he has as a rookie and then going through OTAs and going through training camp, I think he's prepared to do that.
Can you talk about his attributes as a running back?
Mm-hmm.
Good balance.
Great vision. Number one, your eyes got to tell you what to do. Great vision. Really good balance and burst. And then has pretty good long speed. Which sometimes the smaller guys don't, He has some pretty good long speed. If he pops one, he can run away from people.
Are there any comparables that spring to your head that this guy kind of has a little bit of this guy, a little bit of that guy?
Well, people have drawn the comparison because I coached Ray, and they're both, smaller guys in stature. There's some of that, but I think they're different backs. I think Doug's kind of a unique guy. he's multi-talented as well. You know, he's a very good receiver. Emmett's I think he's the all-time leading rusher, right? So that's a lofty deal after 1 year of. But I mean, there's some attributes for sure. Yeah, I just would never want to. At this point in a guy's career, it's not fair to him or to Emmett. You know, let's let him do it. But is he capable? I believe he is. I believe he's capable of being a great back, not a good one.
You said you had some more maneuvering to do, probably all through the year in the roster. But as you look at this team that you've picked, these 53 guys, where are they better, do you think, than you were this time last year? Aside from the fact that you're familiar with all the schemes and things and there's a carryover, but just how have you improved your team? Do you think what areas?
Well, I think the obvious one is in the secondary, right? So that's off-season acquisitions, and I think we've improved our team in a lot of areas that aren't as quite as obvious. So I'll leave it at that without getting into. Well, I don't really want to get too far. I mean, that's an obvious one, so everybody sees that. I don't want to get into like, oh, I think we're better here and better here because, and let everybody figure that out as they watch the tape week 1, 2, and 3. You know, that's the way I look at that.
Can you talk about your offensive line? To us, anyway, it didn't perform that well in the preseason, but it's a mishmash of guys, and mm-hmm. some of them are no longer here. But going into this game, how do you feel? Davin Joseph didn't play a lot, Nix didn't play at all. How do you feel about that unit and their readiness?
I feel very strongly about Davin. I think Davin's going to come out and play Davin-like. I feel uncertain about Nix because that's what it is. It's uncertain. And the rest of the guys, I have confidence that they're going to play well. The guys that have practiced all camp, they're going to play well.
Is there anything in the preseason you saw that concerned you? Donald Penn, Dotson, or they play at a level that you were happy with?
Not all the time, no. I mean, there's issues. But that could be said for every O-line every week, you know. Not every week. Every O-line over the course of the season, some weeks. Overall, I'm confident. I just wish there was more certainty at the left guard, but, you know, everybody's got their issues, and that's ours.
When you get to this week, does it really everything is forgotten what happened really since March, whenever you started putting it? Is it just everything is turned, the pages turn, the focus changes? What happens when you get to the regular season week as a team, as an organization?
Well, there's definite renewed energy. You know, you go through training camp and it's bang, bang, you know, time to make the donuts type mentality. The guys keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And then all of a sudden, now you got a game. You know, we got a game here soon. And, you know, and your game planning, and that's fun to, you know, as a coach, you're more running practice and you're getting a little mini game plan and you're going. And now you get to where, hey, we're spending a lot of hours game planning this team. And, that's the fun part of coaching. You put your scheme in, and that's enjoyable teaching, but then when you actually take that scheme and mesh it into another team's offense, defense, and special teams, that's the part where you, as a coach, you really enjoy, and matchups and scheme matchups and all that stuff. You feel like you're more part of it.
Yeah.
You know, you're part of the solution, whereas you are during camp, don't get me wrong, you're coaching and you're teaching, but now you're really part of it, you know, and it's what it's here. I mean, that's these 16 one-game seasons will determine 2013, so it counts.
Does your intensity level go up in practice now a little bit since you're a little more focused on fewer guys?
Not in practice, no. No, I don't. I mean, I think I'm intense as you need to be. But I think what happens is, like, again, you're not going over the same thing again for the one guy who didn't get it and the seven guys. Now you're going over stuff. Right now you're fitting this coverage to their route, or you're fitting this protection to their blitz, or you're, you know, it's very specific now. And you talk about, okay, now, Donald, when you set here on so-and-so, be ready. And you talk about the routes, you know, this is how he's going to run the route, in particular this guy. It's totally different when you're really locked into an opponent that you're preparing for, because now you're fitting everything that you do schematically, you're fitting it to a particular team. And that's the thing that's neat about coaching and playing football, is you pour everything into this preparation for those 3 hours on Sunday. And that's why it's so disappointing when you're not successful, and it's so gratifying when you are, you know, because you're just so much work went into it, and you get about 32 minutes to enjoy it or be pissed, and then you got to go do it again.
Do you have any regrets in any aspect about the way the organization's handled the Lawrence Tyne situation from the start?
Guys, I am not going to be able to publicly comment on that, just so we know from, you know, moving forward. So just is what it is.
How do you feel about what Lawrence Tyne's going through right now, just as a person that coached him?
I'm going to refer to my first answer on that question, and I'm not being evasive. That's just what I have to do. Hope you understand.
The other position battles that were left sort of undecided, your second tight end, fullback, nickelback, strong side linebacker. Have you decided on those, and can you tell us what you've done with all those positions? Or
yes and no.
Coach, can you tell me what Coach Wonstadt brings to the staff, having an experienced coach on your side?
Yeah, we have a lot of experienced coaches, but Dave brings the experience of being a head coach and being a guy who's been a very successful coach over the years. And one that I'm familiar with and have a relationship with, which is probably the most important thing. So he has all these experiences, and we have a personal relationship that I trust and know that, you know, he's got one agenda, and that's to help me be the head coach here and help us win games as the special teams coordinator. So it's great to have him on our staff, and we're fortunate, very blessed to have him. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.